From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Americans have taken on a record level of debt in the past few years. Many consumers are struggling to stay on top of that debt by turning to credit counseling agencies. These firms promise to help consumers roll their debt into one tidy package, which they can pay back in smaller monthly payments. Now, the Internal Revenue Service and the Federal Trade Commission are warning that some credit counseling agencies can leave consumers worse off than they were before. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Credit counseling agencies used to be the sleepy local backwaters of the credit industry. They were nonprofits rooted in the culture of helping low-income consumers. But things have changed over the past decade or so as consumer credit has become ever more plentiful.
The debt assistance business is booming.
Travis Plunkett is legislative director for the Consumer Federation of America.
Americans are awash in debt, specifically credit card debt. It's very profitable to be in the debt assistance business right now.
Credit counseling agencies still have nonprofit status, but their practices are close to those of for-profit entities. They have huge advertising budgets, they charge consumers high fees, they pay high salaries to their executives, and they have a lot of money left over when they're done meeting expenses. Money that would be called profit if the groups didn't have nonprofit status. Steve Baker, director of the Federal Trade Commission's Midwest region, says some nonprofit credit counseling agencies are using their tax status simply to avoid scrutiny by federal and state consumer protection regulators.
The fact that they have registered with the IRS and are exempt from federal taxes doesn't necessarily mean that they're legitimate. Consumers still need to exercise the same sort of caution they would about any other kind of business.
The FTC and the Internal Revenue Service said today that one warning sign to consumers should be the high fees up front and each month. They say the fees could end up leaving consumers with more debt than they had before. Another sign would be a promise that the credit counselors could wipe out bankruptcy from a consumer's credit report. Mark Bassell, president of the National Association of State Charity Officials, says the red flags can be boiled down to a simple rule. If you're hearing things that are too good to be true, they probably are.
That all of this can be put right, that for a sum of money, we can protect you from a negative credit report, we can rehabilitate your credit, we can make the bankruptcy report go away. All of these sorts of really pie-in-the-sky, too-good-to-be-true sorts of representations are what people should watch out for. But oftentimes they don't because they're, you know, facing some pretty difficult circumstances.
Often consumers with dire credit problems would be better off declaring bankruptcy than wasting precious time and money trying to trim their debt with the help of credit counseling agencies. By the same token, many consumers don't need debt reorganization at all. Marianne Gray, president of Consumer Credit Counseling Services of Greater Fort Worth, says two-thirds of consumers that groups like hers see just need help with their household budgets.
Maybe we don't get our nails done every week. Maybe it's every other week. Maybe we don't golf as frequently. Lots of opportunities to just adjust a budget, and they can make it really well on their own. And that's the goal for us, to have people not have to go through a debt management process.
But debt reorganization is probably here to stay. And at the moment, at least, the government says many in the credit counseling industry are unfairly taking advantage of legal loopholes and of consumers as well. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.